The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, Drew McKissick, now that's pretty good. You have your own entree into the radio show. That means you're a local yokel, my friend.
Joey's just, got me moving up in the world,
All right, folks, we're talking to Drew McKissick. Drew is the South Carolina Republican Party chairman, as he is kind of going throughout the state watching local conferences happen to see who's going to come down and pick our next party chairman. Tell me a little bit what you see as you are going across the state, Drew, as you are working to remind people of the good job that you've done to keep South Carolina as one of the few states that did not run into all these election troubles, because, Drew, you did the work early, and we appreciate you for that.
Yeah. Well, we're running into a lot of people who actually realize just what you just stated. I mean, we have had the best Republican election cycle in 140 years here last year in South Carolina. Of course, we all know what happened nationally. None of us are happy about what happened at the national level. But, as state parties, it is the job of state party committees to actually be the campaign committee for Republicans in their respective states. And here in South Carolina, we did our job here, unlike some folks in other states, quite frankly. And in the course of doing our job, again, we had the best results we've had since the end of the Civil War. Not only delivering the most votes for President Trump for any presidential candidate actually in South Carolina history, but winning a U.S. Senate race by double digits, taking back a congressional seat down in Charleston, winning the biggest majorities in the state House and state Senate in 140 years. All of this while Democrats are spending a record $150 million against us, by the way, which is just an ungodly amount of money. And by comparison, the most money they had ever spent previous to that in a statewide race was $6.5 million. So that gives you a little bit of a sense of scale that we were working against there.
So, Drew, hold on one second. I want you to repeat that, because I was blown away when I heard that number. So mm-hmm. the most yeah. a statewide race had ever cost in South Carolina was about $6
million. That was the most that Democrats had ever spent in a statewide contest in South Carolina, $6.5 million. That was actually Inez Tenenbaum, when she ran against Jim DeMint, I believe maybe 10 years ago, something about like that. And in this cycle, it was $150 million.
Do you have any idea how much of that $150 million actually came from South Carolina versus outside? Okay.
I do. 97% of that money came from outside of South Carolina.
Wow.
I think something on the order of, I believe it was close to 2/3 of it came from California, Oregon, Washington State, the left coast, plus say, DC and New York. It was just an incredible sum of, out of state Democrat money. And look, and I give Democrats credit nationally. They did a good job, far better and faster than Republicans did at the national level, in terms of, creating the tools to effectively nationalize Democrat fundraising. That's what they did. Jamie Harrison took advantage of that. Jamie Harrison was the number two Democrat fundraiser in the country behind Joe Biden, if that gives you any sense of what we were up against here.
Wow. And the fact that Lindsey Graham won by what, 6%,
4%, 6%? So it's over 10, double digits.
Oh, 10%.
Double digits.
Wow. Well, yeah, when you put absolutely. When you put Jamie Harrison up next to Lindsey, for all the folks who want to yell about Lindsey and how unhappy you are, boy, Jamie was not for South Carolina.
No, no. And all that money, again, it just goes to show that, South Carolinians, their votes, their values, not for sale, no matter how much money you spend. And it just proves that, people have to be willing to buy what you're selling. People in South Carolina were not buying what Democrats were selling. They were not buying what Jamie Harrison was selling. And, as we go forward, and people talk about, we have so many different people moving to South Carolina. We're having problems here and there. Yeah. And our job is to continue to get our values out, communicate our message. And what we've seen time and time again is our message beats their message. When people compare it and how it's relevant to their daily lives, that's our strength. Anytime we get that side-by-side comparison.
You know, I got to tell you, I think a lot of us were watching that race in Charleston to see if Nancy Mace would be able to unseat a sitting Democrat, and she did.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was a big just testimony to the ground game that we had in this past cycle. You know, we had the biggest ground game Republicans have had to get out to the vote ever times five. Five times bigger than anything we've ever done before. We had about 300 full-time and part-time personnel around the state, 270 of which were just paid door knockers, paid to knock on doors, and when they couldn't knock on doors, they were making phone calls. Those people statewide knocked on over 600,000 doors and made 1.5 million phone calls. In the first district alone, though, they knocked 220,000 doors, and that grassroots voter contact is a big part of the reason that we were able to get Nancy across the line there and take out Joe Cunningham.
Do you think that the Charleston and the coastal areas are, in a sense, turning purple?
You know, you have a lot of new people who are moving in, but it really depends on where you're standing. You know, the people who are moving into, say, Horry County have made that county more and more and more Republican with each passing election. The people that are moving into, the retirees going into Beaufort County, you know, Sun City, and places like that, again, very much to our advantage. Some of the folks who've moved into, say, the downtown Charleston area, that's a little bit different. You know, it's a different type of person who's moving there. So I know you see the growth that you see, say, in downtown Greenville is different than the growth we see, you know, a couple of miles down I-85. You know, so it's just depending on where you're standing.
Yeah. So, Drew, as you've gone around the state, you've been going to county conventions. What kind of excitement are you seeing there? Any concerns?
Well, again, people who are excited about the direction of the party, the victories that we had this past year, the main thing that we have seen is the tremendous growth in turnout. Statewide, on average, turnout in this biennial party reorganization cycle that we have, which is effectively where we are rebuilding the campaign infrastructure for the next election. So we're rebuilding for 2022 right now. And the number of people who have turned out in this process this time versus 2 years ago is up about 100% statewide. It's an incredible gain. And I attribute a lot of that to the volunteers that we recruited in the last campaign cycle. We recruited over 6,000 volunteers statewide in the last cycle, and now we've been working diligently to get those folks who volunteered last year actually to be involved in the party itself. And again, the growth has been tremendous, especially in rural and small counties around the state. Some of them have seen 3- and 4-fold increases. It's truly, truly incredible at that level.
Before I let you go, I also know we have a new visitor to South Carolina, kind of a carpetbagger, came up from Georgia, thinks he's gonna run the show here. So I'd be curious to know what your thoughts are about that.
Yeah,
and if you want to bypass it, you can bypass it.
No, it's fine. Look, I mean, look, it's just this is a gentleman from out of the state who, as you point out, he just registered to vote, actually, in South Carolina 2 months ago. You know, I kind of joked the other day with someone that I've got, you know, laundry that's been at the dry cleaners waiting on me longer than this guy's been living in South Carolina. But, you know, suddenly he wants to run the biggest Republican Party campaign operation in our state without any experience having ever done the job. I mean, the man's never run a school board campaign, much less a local party or much less a state party. And, you know, this is a guy who gave money to Obama twice. You know, gave tens of thousands of Democrats in Georgia. He went on national television at a rally, as you know, in the Georgia Senate runoffs and basically discouraged Republicans from actually turning out and voting, telling them that, you know, well, their vote's not going to matter. It's going to be stolen, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you know, by the time we got to Election Day in that Georgia Senate runoff, 500,000 Republicans who voted in November didn't turn back out in January. And that cost us the United States Senate.
And that is shocking.
So anybody who would say anything like that doesn't need to be anywhere near leadership of a political party. Let's put it that way.
All right. So I've had Drew McKissick join me today. Drew, thank you so much. Keep up the good work.
Yes, ma'am.
And I look forward to talking to you again.